The Baudelaires looked over at Hector, in the hopes that he would overcome his nervousness and stand up to speak. Surely he didn't believe that the three siblings were so confused that they didn't know who Count Olaf was. But Hector did not rise to the occasion, a phrase which here means continued to sit in his folding chair with his eyes cast downward. And after a moment, the Council of Elders closed the matter.
"I hereby close the matter," an elder said. "Hector, please take the Baudelaires home."
"Yes,"
called out a member of the Verhugen family.
"Put the orphans to bed, and burn Olaf at the stake."
"Hear, hear,"
several voices cried. One of the Council of Elders shook his head.
"It's too late to burn anyone at this stake today," he said,
and there was a mutter of disappointment from the townspeople.
"We will burn Count Olaf at the stake right after breakfast," he continued. "All uptown residents should bring flaming torches, and all downtown residents should bring wood for kindling and some sort of healthy snack. See you tomorrow."
"And in the meantime," Officer Luciana announced,
"I will keep him in the uptown jail, across from Foul Fountain."
"But I'm innocent,"
the man on the platform cried.
"Please listen to me. I beg of you. I am not Count Olaf. My name is Jacques."
He turned to the three siblings, who could see he had tears in his eyes. "Oh, Baudelaires," he said, "I am so relieved to see that you are alive. Your parents—"
"That's enough out of you," Officer Luciana said, clasping her white-gloved hand over Jacques' mouth.
"Pipit!"
Sonny shrieked, which meant, "Wait." But Officer Luciana either didn't listen or didn't care, and she quickly dragged Jacques out of the door before he could say another word. What?